We're going to talk about the end times prophecy, which is the Word of God. Obviously, there's so much to talk about, you just can't get through it all. Amen? But that's the name of the tape today, or the DVD, is prophecy. The Holy Spirit inspired foretelling of events. That's what prophecy is. And so you want to have a healthy spirit. Say, I want a healthy spirit. And the Holy Spirit is going to prophesy or inspire the word into my spirit. My mind shall be renewed with the mind of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Amen? So you got to have a healthy spirit. You don't want a broken spirit. You don't want a whiny spirit. You don't want a complaining spirit. You don't want a gossip spirit. You want the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit. And He is going to encourage your spirit. Your spirit knows you. It'll encourage your thinking. And so the Word of God is prophecy. I believe the end time started when Jesus came out of the grave. Okay? God has always had ages, or ages meaning programs or covenants. And we are in the final covenant. And so if you don't get saved, you see, you don't get the benefits of the final covenant. And that's where we're in, the final covenant. And I know years ago a lot of people were teaching about having the spirit of Joshua. They said to me, what do you think about that? I says, well, I kind of like the Spirit of God. And so I was put out of some places because I wouldn't join the Spirit of Joshua. The Spirit of Joshua's dead. He's in the ground. His spirit is with God. I can't get that spirit. But I can get the Holy Ghost. I can get the Holy Spirit. Amen? So even though those teachings got way out of hand, you see, the prayer of Jabez. A guy drove all the way from Denver to talk to me about it. And he said, what do you think about the prayer of Jabez? And I said, well, I pray in tongues personally. He says, well, don't you believe in it? I said, no, I believe in praying in tongues. And he said, well, I pray it all the time. I said, what's it doing for you? I mean, come on, give me some light and revelation. Maybe I'll do it. He said, well, nothing yet. I said, well, it does. Call me. Well, he never called. Because we're in the final covenant. That was a prayer, and God did answer it. But if you're going to pray today, you can pray in English, but God prefers you to speak to him in tongues so the devil don't get involved. It's a language he don't understand. You and I don't understand it. We can get interpretation from God about it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, the testimony of Jesus is this true spirit of prophecy. Revelation 19:10, Steve, if you put that up there. So the testimony of Jesus, the final covenant, is the spirit of prophecy. Are you listening? And so it's the true spirit of prophecy. So you can't argue. If you want to argue with the Lord. See? I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, see that you do not do that I'm your fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So the Spirit of God is going to bring you into the ages of programs of God in this final covenant. Are you listening? And so God wants you to understand that he is not going to take from Joshua, Jeremiah, all of those are prophets and wonderful men of God and probably greater than I'll ever think about being. But God says today Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So when the Holy Spirit takes from Jesus, he's going to take from Jesus and give to you and I. So that you and I can receive the power. You know, Jesus never called the apostles up front and said, Everybody come up who feels like praying for somebody and pray. We've developed a lot of things. We ought to teach people how to have power to heal and send them out. We don't need 15 people up here praying for people up here. We need to send them out like Jesus did. He gave them power and sent them out. You see? Everybody wants to do it right here because they're protected. And if I do something wrong, it'll all fall on Mayo anyway. But Jesus never done that. So the spirit of prophecy, now if you're going to be trained to pray and cast out demons and all that stuff, you ought to be not doing it here. You ought to be doing it out there. I had a guy one time said to me, I'm starting a ministry. I have no chairs. I gave him 50 chairs. I've had some real experiences. I've been just now starting to share them with Jeff. He said, I can't believe you had all those experiences. Oh, I said, believe it. Praise God. So the spirit, this God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And so the spirit of prophecy is going to bring the testimony of Jesus into our lives. You're not going to get free any other way. You're in the last covenant. Say, I'm in the last covenant. I'm receiving the benefits of that covenant. Because salvation through Jesus has delivered me from the time of wrath. Now, I know some people want to lag behind and go through it. Well, if we had a post office box up in heaven, I'd have your mail right to me, but that don't work that way. You know, in Ephesians, when it talks about marriage, that was birthed out of the Spirit of God in heaven, how a husband's to treat the wife. Well, you see, we are the bride. He's the husband. What does it say? Kill the bride. And if I'm in Christ and you're in Christ, he'd have to kill himself. Or himself would have to go through the wrath. Don't that make sense? So when he laid out the marriage thing, it came out of heaven. It came out of the Holy Spirit. And that was meant for Jesus as well as you and I in the flesh. How to treat our wives, does Christ treat the church, and so on and so forth. How the husband is to protect the wife. Jesus protects us if we believe it. Amen? Hallelujah. Say, when I believe the Bible, I'm being inspired by the Holy Spirit. See, if you reject parts of the Bible, parts of the last covenant, you're not inspired by the Holy Spirit. But if you doesn't mean you understand it all. It doesn't mean you have revelation of it all. But you must accept it as God's word. If you do, you're being inspired by the Holy Spirit. So if you want to be inspired by the Holy Spirit, get the word of God in your mind. And then aim at the final covenant and all the benefits that come with it. See, a lot of people just believe in bits and parts of it. A lot of people don't believe in the gifts. A lot of people don't believe in tongues. A lot of people don't believe in this and don't believe in that. But you know we're in the end time? And you know that Satan has sent people into the church to disrupt it? You know in the seven churches that Jesus rejected the seventh one because they were lukewarm? You can't be lukewarm about gays or murder or all these different. You can't be liberal. You may be rejected by Jesus. We can't be lukewarm about this stuff. What God says, God said it. Amen? Unless you want to hang around down here, I don't want to. That's why I got saved. I didn't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. The testings of life on earth is enough. I want to go where there's no light bills. No mortgage payments. I want to go where I'm always in the presence of Jesus. Amen? Say, if I die before he comes back, I'm coming back with him. So don't worry about dying. All you're doing is going on vacation. By the way, I told my wife to stay home because she's coughing. She's not sick. She don't have a temperature. She's just coughing. Have any of you had that little coughing spell that's going around?
Oh, yeah, a few of you. Yeah, well.
See, God's kept me from it. When I had my gallbladder out, I didn't have one pain. See, the hospital doctors couldn't understand that. I can understand it. See, I don't pray for God to heal me. I just confess I'm already healed. Now, the gifts are there for a reason, because the body needs the gifts of the Spirit, you see. But I don't do that. I don't ask God to fix my leg or fix this or fix that. I just walk and say I'm healed. And then he takes care of it. Now, you don't get there overnight. You got to grow into that. You got to be inspired by the Holy Spirit in the Word of God. See, that's where I'm at, and that's where I walk. So if my wife is home coughing, it don't bother me, it don't bother her. She was running through the house the other day, screaming at that cough. Our dog was looking at her like, woohoo. And he was right behind her and looking up at her. What are we doing? She didn't know if she was calling her. She was screaming at that cough. You're coming out of my body. We took communion this morning. You see, we want to be inspired in the final covenant. We want to get the benefits of the final covenant. I want to receive the prophecy of the Word of God, the true prophecy that comes from the Spirit from Jesus into my life. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Say, Christ is the center of grace. And I am in Christ. And I am in His grace. I have great grace. See, if you're going to walk and be inspired in the Word of God in prophecy in the end time, you got to align yourself with God's program. Any other program that comes to you, Paul said in Galatians, I can't believe you've found another gospel. Well, the seventh church in Revelation 3 found another gospel. They're lukewarm, and Jesus rejected them. See, I'm going to be confessing the faithful church, because the faithful church is not going to go through the wrath. So I don't want to play religion. The devil has placed all kinds of people in the church today. They either gossip, you see, or to bring different things into the church. We have to be aware of that, because we're in the end time. Amen? Hallelujah. Turn to Hebrews 1, 1 and 2, if you would, Steve, please. Oh, yeah. Verse 1. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets. Verse 2. Has in times last days spoken to us by his Son. The spirit of prophecy is Jesus. The true spirit of prophecy is Jesus. The Holy Spirit speaks to us all those things that are in his Son, in Jesus. Are you listening? And that's what he brings to us. And there's people and pastors across this country that don't even believe in Jesus no more. And they want to be liberal. But they're not hearing from the Spirit. They're not inspired through the Word of God. They're not listening to prophecy from the Word of God. This right here says, and he, in the last days, he's speaking to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir over all things, through whom also he made the worlds. Everything was created through Jesus. So the Spirit of God, the testimony of Jesus, is the Spirit of truth. And the Spirit of truth is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ, you see. So the Holy Spirit wants to bring us truth about the last times. I know we're all excited for Jesus to return, but don't you feel bad for these people in India that are trying to get washed, that are washing their sins off in the river? I do. And I think Jesus is concerned about that. And all these other countries. See, I pray for all the nations every day. And I pray that the body of Christ will grow up in those nations. Because Jesus said, or the Bible says, I can have what I say. It's all things are possible to me if I believe. And I can have what I say. So if I believe it, if I believe in salvation in India and these other nations as well as America, you see, I can believe it. It'll come to pass. Oh, we're going to see all kinds of different things. And we're going to sense all kinds of different things. But if you're serving Jesus, he'll protect you. If I'm obedient, then he has to have angels around me. If I'm on the fence, lukewarm, he don't have to. So you need to check yourself out. Are you lukewarm? You got to stand in the Word of God. Sexual is sin. Period. You may not want to say it, but that's what it is. It's sin. Murder and drunks and drugs and all this stuff where the world's changing into today, all this liberal thing, it is sin. And just because the government says it's okay, doesn't mean it's okay. If you're going to flow in inspired words of God, in the testimony of Jesus, then you're going to have to agree with Jesus and let the Holy Spirit be your teacher. And the Word of God, your roadmap. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay. 2 Timothy 4, 1 to 5. Four says, I charge you therefore before God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead. Oh, I'm in second. Where? What did I say? I'll get it here in a minute. Wait a minute. 1 to 5. My God. Sometimes I can't read my own writing. I'll get it. You ain't in a hurry, are you? I just read that over Steve. I guess I'm looking for 1 Corinthians. Go 1 Timothy 4. See what that says. Now the Spirit, there we go. Okay, wait a minute. Let me get back over there. Ha, 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 devil. Okay. Now, the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith. That's departing from Jesus. This is a prophecy. This is going to happen. Amen? This is people who are leaving the program of God, leaving the last covenant, leaving their faith in Jesus. And you and I are going to see it. The trouble is, when they leave it, they get to another gospel, they come in and try to disrupt the church. See? They try to become leaders, and then when they become leaders or pastors, they lead you into local weed. You ever seen a horse in the local weed? They get a little boo-hoo. They try to lead you in the wrong direction. Well, this guy's been to college, or she's been to college, and she knows the Bible, but she's in denial. She's into another faith, another gospel. You have the responsibility not to sit under anybody who's not preaching Jesus. Who's not preaching the gifts. You have the responsibility. I don't care if you love everybody in the church and they're giving you chocolates. You need to leave. Chocolates ain't going to keep you out of hell. Okay. Speaking lies in verse 2. Well, let's go back to verse 1. Now, the Spirit expressly says in the last times, we're in the last times now, saints. We're in that age that God talks about. We're in that place where God wants us to be. Some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Deceiving spirits. So we get in a church, and in comes this clown that's worked his way into the church, he or her, and they won't let you go anywhere but on milk. They don't want to go there because their life inside is messed up, and they'll get so convicted by the Holy Ghost, they lead you into another gospel. It's happening right today, saints. We're in the latter times. This is supposed to be happening. But we shouldn't sit under it. And we shouldn't camp out in it. We shouldn't take up residency. Verse 2. Speaking lies, hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. You can go many places with this, saints. But I think if you have tasted the Holy Ghost and you turn back, you'll be in your own vomit. I don't understand that completely. I don't have to. I just agree with it. But we all know what vomit is. Before you're saved, if you had to tip the few bottles, we know what vomiting it is. We've hugged the toilet, you're kind of. Praise God. Forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from foods, and God created, he received that with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. Listen now, verse 4. For every creature of God is good, nothing to be refused. It is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. See, we got all these little things that are going around out there. We're not going to believe in Jesus no more, and we're not going to pray in his name no more. We're going to believe in God. But the Bible says if you don't have Jesus, you don't have God. And that's where a lot of the trickery has come in. A lot of people teach you can have God. A lot of people teach that the Muslims, it's the same God. No, it's not. Because they don't believe in Jesus, and you've got to have Jesus in order to have God. See, this is God's program. Hallelujah. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. So these end times, you're going to see all kinds of things. You're going to see churches go down the tubes. You're going to see pastors fall. See, once they get over too far into another gospel, they can't receive the truth. If you become bitter and angry about something, you're developing a hard heart. I know life isn't kind, but nevertheless, you can't develop a hard heart. Because the devil will move in, the Holy Spirit will move out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 2:18. See, please. Therefore, we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and time again, but Satan hindered us. You see, if you're trying to get into the body of Christ, into believing God, Satan is going to try to hinder you. He don't want you growing spiritually. So he tries to seduce you into a church that don't believe in nothing, where you can't grow. You like the people. You like the side dishes. All the churches have side dishes, you see. Flashing lights, steam coming out of the platform. We got imaginary God. We're trying to create a God. Satan will hinder you. In these last times, saints, God, the devil, is trying to trick you into churches under pastors, men or women, that have no more God in their lives. And he'll hinder you because after a while, you'll start believing that you're nobody. You can't understand nothing. You got confusion. That's what happens, saints. And you sit there and say, what is he saying? What is she saying? It ain't coming from the Spirit. That's why you don't know what they're saying. So if you can't get somewhere, you're being hindered. What are you sitting under? An old dead tree? There's no protection? Well, praise God. Romans 16. Now, we're just trying to talk about the end times, and we're trying to go around the outsides. If you dump too much, see, it's this guy, this dump guy comes by my house every Tuesday, and everything gets dumped in there and ground up. It all comes the same. If you dump too much in you and you don't understand it, Jesus said Satan will steal. I sow the word, Satan steals it. So you got to slowly work your way into the end times, realizing what's going on. When the prophecy came forward this morning, she was the Holy Spirit was talking about your mind and confusion and so on and so forth. Don't pay attention to the world. The government's going to say all kinds of things. The local government's going to say all kinds of things. But we're not going to be lukewarm and agree with that and be liberal-minded. We're going to agree with the Word of God. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit to teach and counsel us during that time so we don't take on that spirit. Amen? Praise the Lord. What did I say? 17 to 20. Now I urge you, brethren, note those. Listen now. This is going on in the end time. See, me and Betty have been over 35, has been through so many different things. I've seen all this. I can tell you stories right now. Not stories, true things that you wouldn't believe. You see, I would never still be here if I allowed that to take me down. I used to walk in the sanctuary because of 50 or 75 people were over to another building prophesying that God would kill me. I used to have to walk in the sanctuary for hours praying, keeping my faith built up. You know what happened? The guy that prophesied died 6 months later of diabetes. These things happen. And I didn't go, oh, no, I don't want to touch that. That's God's business. I can go on and tell you things that actually went on in this ministry, and you wouldn't believe, why is he still there? After all those things, and I can go from one story, another story, in 35 years and tell you some wingers, man. People, I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. Whether it's pastor, whether it's woman pastor, men pastor, deacons. Deacons will ruin your church faster than anybody. Well, that's scriptural. Well, you start a church, you have deacons. I'm ministry. Deacons will mess you up. They promote themselves all the time. I had a guy come to me one time wearing a bracelet. See, he went to court and got 3 years, done 1 year. He came to me wearing a bracelet, and he said, "Can I be a deacon?" I said, "You can clean the toilets." You know what he did? He talked a channel in Colorado Springs to sell commercials and give him the money. Talk about a con artist. And he wanted to be my deacon. That's scriptural. I said, I'm in ministry. They cause divisions. Go to 18, Steve. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words, flattering speech, deceive the hearts of the simple. See, this is going on in the latter times. And people will sit under that and stay right there. And you see them 2 years later, and they become spiritually dumb. Now all they're trying to do is hitchhike. Spiritual hitchhikers. Hey, Pastor Mel, prophesy into my life. I said, I don't have to. I said, you're in sin. You receiving that? No, I didn't want that. I wanted to, you know, I was when the brink struck to back up. You ain't getting nothing from God. Get in the spirit of prophecy. Get into Jesus. If we're the clay, let him mold us. You see what these clowns do? There's more of that stuff going on radio and television, man. And I'm not saying they're bad people. There's a lot of good ones. For your obedience has become known to all. Therefore, I'm glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise in whatever is good and simple concerning evil. See, I'm not going to be liberal. I'm not going to agree with all this stuff that government and people want. I'm not going to agree with evil. I mean, we got people killing people today, and they're turning around, well, they really didn't mean to. They meant to. 500 people were killed in Chicago last year. Some 60 or 70 already this year. We're in the end times. Love has gone cold. People are blowing each other away. And they say, don't speak Jesus. I was watching a prayer breakfast. President Obama and some other people were there. And the guy prayed, never said Jesus. He said a prayer, never said, you know why? They told him, don't you say that name. I wouldn't go to a prayer breakfast. I don't care if they give me 15 hot dogs and 5 donuts. If I can't say Jesus, you don't need me there. You need to invite the devil. Yeah. See, he says, for your obedience. You see, you got protection when you're obedient. If you don't have, you can't hang around with screwballs people. People who think they're just plain screwballs. I minister to everybody. But they don't come home to my house and live with me. They don't move in here. I've been all over this town. I had a ministry in Manitou Springs. Everybody was afraid the devil, they wouldn't come up there. Just me and my little wife, man, a couple other people. We ministered to all teenagers. Everyone was high on drugs. We used to get them back to the family. We're in the end times, saints. And these things are going on. Do I believe I have enough power of the Holy Ghost in me to minister to them people who are hurting like that? But that ain't going to mean I... Come on home with me, dear. Go on home to your parents. Praise God. For your obedience has become known to all. See, the more you become obedient, then the more you want to walk in holiness. Holiness means being a doer of the Word of God. It doesn't mean walking around with a circle around your head. And it means becoming people will dislike you. When you have the Holy Ghost flowing through you in words of knowledge, people won't like you. If they don't get straight, they'll get so convicted, they'll leave. They leave no calling card. They don't call. All the time, you're wondering, God, when you're going to get them out of here? But you're nice to them, and you pray for them, and you keep yourself from throwing up, because unclean spirits stink. I used to wonder one time, and I said, Betty, we need to get a bunch of soap. Some of these people stink. Well, it wasn't the soap, it wasn't the shower, it was the spirit. Then you got to go to Jesus and find out what he would have done. Well, he prayed for a lot of stinky people. There was 5,000 people there sitting there. One, you know that? People came to him all night and laid hands on him. He laid hands on them. You think they all smelled good? I don't think so. Hi. Praise God. Okay, 20. And the God of peace... But some conditions, though, right? If we're in the end time, listen now, the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. I don't care if he's trying to hinder. I don't care what he's trying to do. He's under our feet. We're the head, not the tail. We're above and not beneath. My son's got me eating cauliflower and mushrooms. I think it's coming out today, man. I feel good, man. I'm all charged up, man. My wife is making me salads now with mushrooms and cauliflower in it. And I said, this stuff is good stuff, man. I come out to have a snack. I ate cauliflower and mushrooms last night. Betty's looking at me. I said, it's power in this stuff. Huh? Him too? You need power? You need the mushrooms? You eat that stuff? I'm talking to you. Answer me. Okay. Is that a yes? Praise God. Is that a yes or no? Yes. Okay. We always want to get to the bottom line and make sure it's clear. Right? Say, Satan's under my feet. And the power of God, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. He gonna crush Satan under my feet. See, this is where we should be in the latter times, saints. A lot of people are being dragged down through the tubes. A lot of people are hurting. A lot of people don't understand the end time. A lot of people are not inspired to speak the word of God. We're just plain lazy. I ain't saying that. If you want to be led by the Spirit of God, speak the word of God. You're being inspired by the word of, by the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Praise God. If you're being hindered, if you watch for people who are trying to drag you down the tubes and say, you ain't ever going to be nothing. You ain't ever going to prosper. You ain't ever going to get a healing. God don't do that no more. You ought to stick a sock in their mouth. Preferably a dirty one. This lady back here is on kidney machine. She told me last week she don't have diabetes no more. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? Now she's just waiting for God to do a creative miracle and give her two brand new kidneys. He can do that. See, here's the thing, saints. If all things are possible to those who believe, and I can believe for $1 million for you, and I can believe for healing or kidneys for you, maybe you don't believe it. Don't blame me. If I'm bold enough to speak it out. Yeah, see? Jesus said to him, if you can believe all things, say all things are possible with me, if I can believe it. My belief system is the Holy Spirit inspiring me in God's program, his word. I'm going to have, I'm going to have a healthy spirit being fed by the Holy Spirit. See, we're all concerned about God being able to, I know the word rapture is not in there, but take us away. Well, didn't he transport Philip? Didn't he tell Paul, come on up to heaven? Paul went up. He didn't know if he was in the flesh either. It doesn't make no difference. If he can do that, he can't transport us? See, God said, you have faith. I've given you faith to believe that the catching away is going to happen, and you and I will be in the first load. No bus tickets. No ships with the toilets all plugged up. Heavenly food. We're going to have a glorified body like Jesus. If we feel like eating, we can eat. If we don't, we don't have to. The boat we get on is going to be clean and holy. And the engine room ain't going to catch on fire. Can you imagine going in a plastic bag for 4 days? Paying all that money? And the captain says, oh, there, it's all right. Well, he's living on the top deck. He probably had everything up there. It's easy when you get $1 million in your wallet and go to say, oh, it's going to be all right. You ought to give some of your money away. Find somebody. Plant a seed. Me and my wife have tied over $4,000 already in 13. Praise God. Well, did I finish here? Well, I guess. Hopefully, as the Lord gives me light and revelation about the end time, Jay approached me and I said, God, I ain't ever preached this. You're going to have to help me. So as he feeds me, I'll feed you. And it's all going to be good. Because we're kings and priests, sons and daughters. We're the body of Christ. We're in Christ. He's the husband. We're the bride. He's going to take care of it. He ain't going to say, go kill your bride. Bring your bride through wrath. Bring her out in the cabin. Barefoot and hungry. That whole thing. If you want light, see, some, I'm talking now and say, oh, I don't think it means that. Well, go ahead and sit where you want to sit. I'm sitting in victory. I'm walking in victory. How can you argue with somebody who's been married 56 years? Something must be right. Well, God, the Holy Spirit in me is right. And I've said, aha, I'm the clay, mold me. Spank me. Do whatever you have to do. Now, I wish I hadn't said that. I tried to go ollie-ollie Emphrey and call it back, but it didn't do any good. Hallelujah. So as God gives me prophecy about the end time, now don't come back if you miss two or three of these things and come back and say, what did you say last Sunday? I don't know what I said 5 minutes ago. Amen? See, I'm under the anointing. The Spirit of God's upon me. So if he's speaking, taking my tongue like the gift of tongues, my remembrance is not in my mind, it's in my spirit. Huh. Well, you didn't act too excited about that, so well, praise God. Friday night, man, the Spirit of God came on me. I started running around this church like a banshee. What's a banshee? Whatever you want it to be. I started running around here, man. Laying hands on people. I used to have a friend of mine. This is a true story, and I ain't going to say who it is. He was a police officer. And he used to come to this church, man. And every time the Spirit came on him, he danced like an American Indian. All around the place, man. And people start getting saved. And the presence of God would fill that place. Would God do that? Absolutely he'll do that. He won't do it if you don't believe anything. Huh. Well, I said to the Lord at 1 o'clock this morning, I said, I ain't got nothing. You know something? After all these years, you'd think you'd have faith to believe. I shake every weekend. I ain't got nothing. Now, here he comes a half an hour before. And I'm trying to write it down. That's the reason why I had Timothy wrong. But I'm trying to write it down. He's telling me, and I'm turning pages to make sure. Really, I'm checking on to see if he's right. That's a true story. Well, see, hey, I'm just a normal guy. I don't lean on everything. I don't know if the devil's throwing dots in my mind. Check it out. What spirit is it coming from? Well, God's always right. It's always there. See, he protects me. I said to God yesterday, I said, God, I've done my best. I need your help. This is Saturday afternoon or Saturday night. And man, I'm flatline. I ain't got nothing. And I go through tongues, man, and quoting scriptures. When I stop, I'm stuck in, ooh, nothing. So I just study to show myself approved. And just before, all the stuff I studied, he says, just flip over there and say that. I'll taught you it. Say, I'm in the end time. I'm above, not beneath. I'm going to discern people. People who don't talk about Jesus. People who gossip. They're not going to lead me. I'm going to be led by the Spirit of God. I'm going to be inspired by the Holy Spirit. I'm going to check out what he and she is saying through the Word of God. If she's keeping me on milk, if he's keeping me on milk, I'm out of here. You have to have the Holy Ghost get you to get up and leave. You know why? Oh, I love them people so much. Well, if you keep hanging around there, you may be down in hell with them. You really love them then. Everybody's trying to stunt your growth. Get away from them. We ought to build people up. We ought to edify people. We ought to build people. They're in Christ. They're above and not beneath. They're anointed. I got to go home and eat some more mushrooms and things like that, man. He came over to the house and told me all about that. And I went over the Safeway, me, and I got some of the stuff he told me to get. And I called him back. I said, guess what? He said, what? I said, I just had a banana split and two pieces of blueberry pie. You did? I said, no, I didn't do that. Yeah. Praise God. Well, if you want to feel better, stop letting your flesh tell you what to eat. I'm a big hero now. See, I've done it for one day. You might think I've been doing it for 50 years. No, I ain't. But although I have no pain in my body, he was telling me he had all kinds of pain till he went on this kind of particular eating thing. I don't have no pain. My shoulders don't hurt. My legs don't hurt. My jaw don't hurt. My kidneys work good. The other thing's doing well. Everything's working good. You know why? It's all anointed. It works good when the anointing is on you and in you. Ain't that true? You need more anointing if everything hurts. Like, you gotta letting your flesh tell you what to eat. It'll tell you to eat ice cream. Have some dessert after you've already filled your gut and then go snore in your lazy boy. See, we all let our flesh, we gotta be good stewards, saints. When he was telling me his hand, this is back sometime, his hands hurt, his knees hurt, he couldn't even open his hand, his shoulders hurt, and he's in the painting business. That ain't very good, man, when you go spraying. I don't have any pain. He said, well, you must be doing something right. I'm connected with Jesus. Amen. He's Lord over my flesh. I had my gallbladder out. No pain. Doctor sitting there scratching his head. I thought he had bugs. Hallelujah. Well, I guess we're done. I'll go home and tell my wife, she'll say, you said what? She's always saying, I can't believe you said that. Years ago, I was known as the town drunk. Population 500. All of a sudden, I got saved. I ran into a train. It's a true story. Train was parked across the main street. I came down through that main street, lickety-split, ran right smack into it. I said to myself, where'd that come from? Fell out of the truck, wound up in the hospital. And I accepted Jesus Christ. I had a little pickup that went down Main Street every day and went to the little Southern Baptist church and prayed for 4 hours in tongues. And they were watching me. Everybody knew everybody. I got saved. I didn't drink no more. I didn't smoke pot no more. I didn't take any drugs anymore. I took Jesus. I got drunk on the Word of God. He can deliver you. He can free you. But you can't sit under somebody that don't know where they're going. I met a lot of people like that. Where are you going? Oh. What do you call to do? Oh. Sitting under the spirit of confusion. We should have people teach them how to walk in the Holy Ghost, then send them out there. If they want to stay here, go back and sit in the pew back there. You're not coming up here and get me in trouble. Think about it. Have you ever run into a train? It don't move. It'll wake you up. Either that or send you to heaven, one or the other. If anybody wants prayer right now, hi. How you doing, dear? Did you come by yourself? Who brought you here? David? Oh. Good job, David. Or George David. Anybody need prayer? Come up here right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus for your Holy Spirit to fall upon these places, to come up out of their bellies, Lord, and to minister to them, Lord. And they'll leave here refreshed by the Holy Spirit, not by me, but by the Holy Spirit. And your glory will rest upon them all day, Lord, in their homes, in the restaurant, wherever they go, the glory of God's going to rest upon them. And sometimes they're going to be thinking, staring out into space about the Spirit of God or what they're feeling. And your partner is going to say, what are you thinking about? Are you here? And you're going to say, I'm caught up in the glory. I'm caught up in the glory. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my brother right now. God says, my son, there's a spiritual awakening and changing coming into your life. There's some things that have disturbed you in some areas and even in your body. But God says the spiritual awakening, the revival, the fire of the Holy Ghost is going to start changing and directing your life. Yes, you've been walking with me, saith the Lord, but there's a new journey. There's a new highway I'm going to bring you on. There's a new place. Revelation and light is going to come to you by my Spirit. Things are going to change for my glory. You will not hang around the old thoughts. Those thoughts were my thoughts, but they're old thoughts, and I'm going to give you refreshed thoughts, new thoughts in your mind by your spirit, by the Holy Spirit. Things will change. The glory of God is going to rest upon you. All things are possible with me if I believe, and I believe that God's telling me that the glory of God is going to rest upon you. He's going to bring you in a wide open place. There's been narrow places you've been in, but there's a wide open place that he's going to bring you in, and you're going to see much, much more of the revelation of Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the healing anointing, Lord, upon Jay, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. Oh, raise your hand. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise you. Hallelujah. You know, there's a lot of stagnant thoughts in you that God's going to remove today. There's a lot of things. It's almost like you're being self-contained or on your own strength, and you have the Holy Spirit, and you are saved, and you are washed in your blood. But your mind leads you off in thinking about things about yourself. And God says if you'll focus on Jesus, God the Father, the Holy Spirit will cause you to have joy in the saddest times, to have peace in the biggest storms, to have the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. God says, my daughter, there is things out there and people that want to fellowship with you, and God will give you the strength to come to them people and cause you to be awakened each moment you're with them. Because as much you want to talk about God to them, and God says the Spirit of God will give you that, and God says he's going to give you people that you can talk to about these things that bother you and the things that are blessing you. Father God, we thank you and we praise you right now, Lord. As I speak in the name of Jesus into her life and the authority of that name, I give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Now we just ask the wonderful Holy Spirit, Lord, to fall upon my sister. Ooh, praise God. Father God, in Jesus' holy name, hallelujah. God says, my daughter, you still stand there, and because you have been hurt in some areas, God says he's going to have you confront some things in your own life, and you're no longer going to be in fear or to be around certain kind of people or the looks or the countenance, and God says you're going to stand up, and you're going to run. You're going to run to where the problem is, and the miracle-working power of God is going to be with you. And you'll find out that you are no longer afraid of that countenance, or that will no longer come back to you, telling you when you was around that kind of person, they hurt you. Because God says, you are under my blood and my protection. They can no longer hurt you. I will be with you if you'll be obedient. I will have angels around you. And God says, my daughter, at times you just become a really, really worrywart. But no longer this day you are freed and delivered from this in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord. Oh, I thank you and I praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. God's talking about the both of you. There's a new journey, a freshness, and a new journey that God's putting you on. And God says you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to fear because it's my highway. It's my highway. And I'm going to put you there. And you're going to walk on it. And you're going to be fed. And you don't understand quite yet, but you are going to be used in a way that you never thought you'd be used by the Spirit of a living God that's upon you in your life. Yes, even in your music field. Yes, even into your teaching. Yes, you'll no longer be one who asks questions, but you'll be one who speaks the Word of God and causes people to grow up in it, because you are convinced by the Spirit of God that you now have the faith to speak in my name, saith the Lord, and cause things to change before you in the authority of the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. for what you're doing new in their lives. They will expect it. They're obedient souls, Lord, and they have the right heart in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. It seems like you think you're at a dead end, but God says, just be comfortable where you are. You're not at a dead end. Your natural eyes are seeing a dead end. But your spiritual eyes will shine forth and see past the dead end. And you'll recognize why you're there and what God is doing while you're there. There's some molding going on. There's some faith growing in you. There's some confidence in me growing in you by my spirit. So the dead end is there for a reason. But the dead end will not always be there, saith the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' holy name, thank you, Lord. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. I break every spirit off her right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you for the anointing, Lord. I thank you for your grace and your love going into her life, Lord. I thank you for the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, that she can do all things through Christ that strengthens her. And we thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit's going to counsel and teach her how to be strengthened, how to call upon the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus when she's up against a storm, when she's in mind problems and emotional problems, Lord. God is going to rise up in you, my dear, and he's going to free you. And you're going to start to realize the power of God that is flowing in your life. And you're more and more and more going to lean to him and not your own understanding, saith the Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hi. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. God says he's opened the door, and God says you've come through it faithfully and obediently. And so God says, you will stay until such time as he tells you. But you can become a part of something that's strong and spiritual and anointed. And you are choosing some directions in your life now by the Holy Spirit. And he shall bring forth the truth. And you will be guided into the truth. And you will make the right decisions because you've asked God for wisdom. And this is the wisdom flowing now. But remember, wisdom has a price, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, my dear, God says, obey your parents. Well, you only have one. God wants you to obey your parents. There's some things that God's been working with you with, but he wants you to learn to obey your parents. Your mom has wisdom. She's been around the mountain, and she don't want you going around the mountain 15 times. She's trying to stop your walk around the mountain because the walk around the mountain is in the desert. You become very lonely, and it's almost impossible to get God to respond to you until you start being obedient. So God's word to you today is learn to obey your parent in this particular situation. Father God, I thank you, Lord, as I touch her, Lord, and I thank you that she receives this in love, Lord, and that mom's love will continue to grow by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, and the wisdom will flow out of her, and we pray that the daughter will not be able to resist the wisdom of the mom that comes from the power of the Holy Spirit. This is my prayer over you too right now, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord Jesus Christ, for this mom and for this daughter, Lord, that's going to grow and mature spiritually in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's some unsettled things in your heart, and he's Lord over your life, and he is really going to work with your heart This is a part of your mind where there's some things stored up that God truly wants to take out of there. And God don't want you making decisions about these thoughts. Let him work with you. Let him clean up this stuff in your life. God says, my daughter, he expects you to walk in the freedom, the resurrection power. And that is your heart to do that. But we all need the Holy Spirit. So there's a journey that God's freshly taking you on in the spirit realm, and you're going to learn very quickly that God has spoken you to you today and causing it to manifest in your life. There's something God's doing spiritually, and he'll tell you. There ain't no point in telling me, but he's telling you spiritually there's something he's going to do, and it's going to free you, spirit, soul, and body. And God says there is a money issue that you've really worked at. But God says, Abraham's blessings through me, saith the Lord, belongs to you. And God says, when you learn how to handle money, be a good steward, you'll learn how to receive the deep spiritual things of God. But at that moment, you'll have both. You'll be financially blessed, and you'll be spiritually blessed, saith the Lord. Father God, in the blessed holy name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for this woman of God. Hallelujah. Did you guys get prayer? He didn't pray for you? Oh, hallelujah. Did you get prayer, Rose? Maybe God blinded them. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You have been at times entangled with your own emotions and your own feelings, and that's all part of a human being. But the true life is in your spirit. And God says, the more you look to me, the more I can untie you. There's some knots that need to be untied, and you keep tightening them, and God keeps loosening them, and you keep tightening them. But God says today, he will have his way, and he will completely not just loosen it, but untie it completely in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Did you get prayer?
No.
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
Praise God. Oh, the presence of God. Just a minute.
I moved this way because you were close.
How you doing, guy?
Yourself?
Is things getting better?
We'll see this week.
You're not on a swing now. You don't swing back and forth. Right?
I'm at peace.
You're at peace? Mm-hmm. Praise God. Close your eyes. Get his wallet. No. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord. I take authority over his thoughts. They're always guiding him into deeper, darker places, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that the word is light. So he's going to get the Holy Spirit to work with him by saying, Holy Spirit, help me in Jesus' name. And he's going to inspire you in the word of God. The word of God is light. And the word of God will bring light to your mind, light to your emotions. There's still something back there that has been really antagonizing you, really coming into your mind. God says, my son, if you'll hold the shield of faith up, I am your protection. Hold me up, that dart will not get through, because you are under my blood covenant. You have been freed by salvation through me, saith the Lord. There's no reason for you to look back. But there is a reason to put your hand to the plow and don't look back. But you cannot do it yourself, but the Holy Ghost will help you do it. God says light is coming into your body. Light is coming into your spirit. Light is coming into your emotions. Light is coming into your mind. And you are freed from this moment forward in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I speak healing into her hips, her bones, Lord. Father God, I speak financial blessings into her life, Lord. See, all things are possible with me if I believe. I believe in the blessings of Abraham. I believe that God will deposit it in your life, the financial blessings. Poverty, I bind right now. that spirit of poverty that tries to light upon Rose. In Jesus' name, I take authority. I sow the word of God, and I bind it, and I send it running in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you. Hallelujah. Wow. I can see this really, really cloud. It's kind of got some purple, but there's a gold band around it, and it's pure, pure white, and I can see you walking out of it. And what does that mean to you? That means there's a time coming, unless it's already happened, that you truly have been in the depths and presence of Jesus more than ever before. And in that depth, your mind couldn't record, but your spirit did by the Holy Spirit. Yes, your mind remembered some, will remember some things, but the fullness of that presence is going to be awakened in you by the Holy Spirit. For at times we get discouraged and we wonder why we're doing what we're doing. But God has a purpose. He has an assignment. He has a program, you see, just for your life. There's no other Lisa around. There's just one Lisa, one program for Lisa. And God, the Holy Spirit's going to show you this. And eventually you're going to get into His joy and His happiness. But there will be testings and there will be trials. That will always be with your walk with me, saith the Lord. But I will never forsake nor leave you. And because I'm causing these things to happen, because you want to find out a depth into my presence more than you already have. And it's going to take some testings and trials that you'll have faith and confidence that you can come into the presence by the Holy Spirit and receive the things of God. Father God, I thank you and I praise you in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. One giant step. Amen?
Amen.
How you doing? Yeah, praise God. Father God, in the blessed name of Jesus, I touch these two and I release the blessings of the cross. I release the blessings of Abraham into their lives through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I release the gifts of the Spirit, Lord. I release your love, Lord Jesus, for one another and for you, Lord Jesus Christ. I release, Lord, the agreement, Lord, that these two touch and agree by the power of the Holy Spirit will bring forth what they agree. They are a married couple, Lord, and there's power in it, Lord. So we thank you and we praise you. What I speak into their lives is done now. Sowing the word, they shall reap of it in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Raise your hands, dear. Hallelujah. Father God, Father God, right now, Lord, I touch her brain. I touch her emotions, Lord. Oh, there has at times been some dirty things that have gone on against you, that have gone on in your family or different places or people you know. And God says He's cleaning it all up. People who come to you will love you for what you are and who you are, a born-again Christian, a child of God. And they won't expect you to be something that only God can make you be. They will not expect you to be something that only God. Do not try to be something unless the Holy Spirit is helping you become what God has called you to be. God's called you to have a renewed mind. God's called you to have health throughout your body. God's called you to have a good heart, a beating heart. God's called you to walk in the healing anointing where your veins will not explode, but there'll be good blood flow into your heart. God's called you to have good lungs. God's called you to have a good kidney, a good kidneys. So God is talking to you about His purpose and His calling. And for you to do things, you got to have your body anointed in these areas. And God said He will do that. He will bring you into His presence. So all the sadness is gone now in Jesus' name. The mind is free in Jesus' name. The emotions have been exploded by the gift of the word of knowledge into her emotions. And now I speak to those emotions and I speak the peace of God, that the healing power of God will flow through her and be with her. So as you turn to God and you ask the Holy Spirit, He will be there. Jesus is faithful to His blood covenant. So those things that you turned away from, do not turn back. Do not run the old film. Run the new film, because you are in Christ, and you'll get much response by the Holy Spirit in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, we praise you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the peace. We thank you for the encouragement. We thank you for the joy. We thank you that there's nothing in this world that can stand in front of these two. They will go forward by the power of God. They will go forward with angels around them. They will go forward by faith. They may not always know why they're going forward, but the Spirit of God knows why they're going forward. And you shall reap a harvest by going forward. So, Father God, we thank you and we praise you that your anointing today rests upon these two. And they're not going to be upset or excited about anything. They're just going to know they can do all things through your strength, Lord Jesus Christ. Touch him, Jesus, right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Wait a minute. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the financial answers that he needs, Lord. I thank you for the joy and the happiness, Lord. I thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit in him and upon him, Lord. I thank you that he'll walk in the knowledge and the wisdom, Lord, that starting tomorrow morning, Lord, there's going to be some questions, Lord, and we praise you that you'll give him the wisdom by the Spirit of wisdom for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Oh, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Oh, the anointing and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, King Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch his spirit man, Lord. I touch the Spirit by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, asking him to bring forth, Lord, oh, into his spirit, into his mind, some ideas, Lord, that have not arrived up here yet, but they'll arrive this week, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that the mind of Christ will be allowed to come into him, and the things of you, Lord Jesus Christ, shall rest upon him and become a part of him, because the Holy Spirit's driving it into his spirit. And we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that fresh anointings, Lord, fresh wisdom, fresh ideas, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. Amen? Whew. Whew. I hope Betty's cooking a good dinner, man. Mushroom and cauliflower. Right? Whoa. Whoa. Praise God.
There's power in it.
I caught my tie in your hand here.
Sorry.
Oh, praise God. Oh. See, Mark's been around me a long time. Both of them have. They keep on their toes. Else I'd be bouncing off the floor here. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. You know, I can see an angel in your house right now. It is 25 minutes of one. And I can see an angel in your house right now. He's standing with his arms folded, and he's standing at a doorway. And God says, when you go home, you're going to sense a presence that you didn't sense before. Because the angel brings the presence of God. But there's some kind of message, whether you see him, he speaks, there's some kind of message that he's brought from God to Matthew. Some kind of message. Maybe Matthew already seen and heard, but there's some message he's bringing to Matthew and bringing to your wife in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Let the anointing flow into my brother, Lord. Let it flow so heavy, Lord, that he touches his wife, Lord, and every bit of coughing goes in Jesus' name. Goes in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord, for Leslie. Thank you for Randall, Lord Jesus, and thank you for the anointing upon their lives. And thank you, Lord, there's no crooked highways that they're walking on. It's all straight. It's all straight. It's all lit up. And we give you praise and honor and glory for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
How you doing, George? Oh, yeah.
My papa's in heaven already, but I adopted you as my spiritual papa.
So you adopted me?
Yeah.
Is there a piece of paper that comes with it?
No, just a handshake.
You're adopted. I'm adopted?
As my spiritual papa.
Hey. Hey.
And I got to give you a good news that I went ahead and asked her to be my wife. And I like your
and
blessing.
She said...
Yes,
she said it that way. Yes, of course.
Well, yes, honey.
Yes, honey. Oh, okay. That's a little different. Yes, of course. I always want to make sure what people say, right?
Yes.
Now, Father God, I bless them right now, Lord. Whenever the day comes and they decide both hearts are in agreement, both of them are in the peace of God, I thank you right now, Lord. I bind you, Satan. I bind principalities. I bind hindering spirits away from them so they can receive the blessings of God. I thank you, Lord, that these two, when they connect, will become one, Lord, and ministry doors will be opened to the both of them, Lord. He will then no longer say, I'm not worthy, but he'll no longer say, I'm under guilt and condemnation. He'll say, I'm in Christ. Where will you have me go, God? What will you have me to do? I volunteer right now. Me and my wife are in agreement because she has a heart for the broken and the hurt, and she will set many free because it runs out of her like water out of a faucet. She don't realize it, but it is coming up out of her and causing people to be free. You two will have a ministry that anoints each other and agrees with each other, but it'll be in different directions, but both together, saith the Lord in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you leaving, Steve, or what? No. I'm just kidding. Sometimes. Because if you're going, I want to grab your leg. I don't want to be left here. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, the joy of the Lord. Yes, the healing of the Lord. Yes, the wisdom of the Lord. Yes, the knowledge of Jesus. Yes, the name of Jesus. All of it radiating out of him. And right now, Lord, he's come up for something. But God says you go to him and he'll clarify and clear some things up in Jesus' name. Amen. Huh? No, that's all right. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Whew. Whew. This is better than Bud ever was, man. Are you leaving, dear? Oh. I didn't want you to be mad. See, I expect people to maybe give me a telegram or a letter or something when they leave, but they don't do that. And I don't figure out, idiot. I don't try to figure it out. Okay, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your ministry of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for these people. We thank you we're in the end time. We thank you, Lord, that we'll be inspired by the Holy Spirit. And when we speak the Word of God, we'll know that the Holy Spirit is inspiring us. And we'll be discerning these end times, Lord. Many falling away, going in the horoscopes and witchcraft and all these different things, Lord. But we will stand upright because you'll never forsake nor leave us. We know that people will creep in trying to cause gossip and different things. We will discern it, Lord, and either we'll ask you to remove them or we'll ask them to remove. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord. We're going to head for a body that believes in you, Lord Jesus Christ, sons and daughters, kings and priests. We give you praise and honor and glory as we speak these things by faith, knowing that we want to glorify you and honor you in this church, in everybody's life, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.